Okay, we're recording.
Veterans report.
You mean you wouldn't be home resting?
Probably wouldn't have made it here.
The time is 6:32. The chair of the Human Services Committee will call the meeting of September 24th, 2013 to order. Ms. Davis, will you please call the roll?
David Homan.
Present.
Erin Decker. She's excused. Boyd Frederick.
Here.
Gabe Newto.
Here.
Anita Johnson. She's excused. Lindsay Allen.
Here.
Alicia Skalitsky.
Here.
Angie Bonamiro. David Arrington.
Here.
Any citizen comments? There are any citizens who wish to speak, please come forward, state your name and address for the record. You have 5 minutes to address the committee. Seeing none, I guess citizen comments is closed. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of 8/27/13?
Motion to approve.
Motion by Supervisor Frederick. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Supervisor Newto. Ethan Allen?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Such enthusiasm. Agenda item number 4, approval of county executive appointment of Carmen Castro to the Workforce Development Board. Mr. Bartz, good evening.
Good evening. So Ms. Castro has over 17 years of experience supervising workforce development programs. She's been a past member of the Bay Area Workforce Development Board, currently supervises workforce programming for UMOS, National Farm Worker Jobs Program in Milwaukee. She is filling the seat vacated by Tina Kane, who stepped down from the Workforce Board and highly recommended Ms. Castro. Ms. Castro fulfills several needs on the Workforce Board as directed by federal legislation, and also adds to the need of having a board that is at least 51% represented by private business. Ms. Castro has attended several board meetings without being appointed, and sends her regards for not being here today, as she's in Washington, D.C. as we speak, speaking to Capitol Hill on continued programming needs for UMOS. She hopes that the need for her employer to have her in Washington, D.C. will not eliminate her from serving on this board.
Questions?
Her credentials are solid, so motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Frederick, second by, Supervisor Arrington, any discussion?
I do. I know in the past we have been voting, or at least I was born anyway, and they say I will keep on doing it, to try to table if someone could not make it to the meeting. That's my understanding. Somebody had contacted me that Castro was not going to be able to make it, and probably they were going to do like a conference call or something. Was that done? Or I did say I was fine with just a phone call. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what happened then.
Between several emails back and forth between Sharon, myself, the chair of this committee, Ms. Castro informed us that she's actually on Capitol Hill right now. So there was no way possible that we could arrange for a Skype. County Exec Cruiser also offered up contacting some of his counterparts that might be in Washington from one of their offices to allow her to teleconference in. And there was no time frame within the time frame of this meeting that she would be able to step away to do that. She has offered her personal phone number if we had questions for her after tonight that I could provide to you in order for a phone call to happen.
Okay, I guess those, if we could, probably would have been wise to have the phone number ahead of time instead of after the fact. So, I mean, I understand also that there's some funding involved in this.
We're under, directive from the state to have our board in compliance by November 22nd, or we could possibly have a loss of funding from a corrective action plan.
That will be by when, I'm sorry?
November 22nd.
November.
And that means we've had it fully appointed through this committee, through the full county board, and through the workforce board.
Okay, and the sequence on appointments is this committee first?
Correct.
County board second, and
correct.
Workforce will be after that.
Correct.
When do they meet at the workforce meets?
Workforce board meets quarterly.
Okay, which the next meeting will be when?
I believe it's November 17th, right around that time frame.
Well, anyway, I still state my objection, if you want to put it that way, trying to appoint someone unless they show up to the meeting. I guess under the circumstances, since somebody listed contact me prior to this, it's okay with everyone. I suppose I will go along with this one, but that doesn't mean that in the future I will do this again. Probably will be just a one time, and I'm not really sure whether I will do it again or not. Because one of the other things that I was thinking is, I'm not really, what about, she's gone for a week, well, she will be back when?
She'll be back, I believe, at the end of this week.
At the end of this week, so this meeting could have been done just prior to the board meeting on Tuesday, just to change it and have it prior to the board meeting and approve the appointment. So, that is my comment.
But we also were not sure, because we had not passed that date past her. She may not have even been able to make the next Tuesday meetings either. So
that's true. That's true. But may I?
You still have
it? Okay, that's true. However, and those things, I mean, I'll be more than able to try to accommodate anyone, you know, for disappointments, but also they should try to accommodate this committee too.
Just so that you're aware, those efforts were made to try to get her before our last county board meeting so that we didn't have to do this, and that wasn't necessarily feasible either. So we exhausted pretty much every option available to us.
Okay.
Supervisor Montemaro?
Since she sounds wonderful, she's on Washington, you know, in Washington right now, could this be an example where we could have her come afterwards too? We could approve her today and just so we could meet her? Could she maybe make the next month meeting just socially so we could meet her? Would that be okay with everybody? Since, I mean, it sounds like the circumstances are...
The only thing with next month's meeting is also the budget meeting. Do you want to try to pull that out?
Well, the point, and I see what Supervisor Noodle says, the reality is we're supposed to know these people, and I totally agree that. And I understand the circumstances, so I'm not going to object. I think it's important with her caliber and that we need her on the board. But I think in scenarios like this, when something happens, when we can't get everything together, why can't we meet them at another time?
No, I'm just using the budget meeting as just say next meeting is going to be a little chaotic. But at some point soon.
Before her this next workforce development meeting's coming up November 17th, right?
I believe it's right around that.
Right, so either before that or right after that, but it'd be nice to meet this lady, basically. And so I'm just asking if that would be a possibility.
I'll definitely extend that invitation. And
it sounds like she'd come.
I have an invitation, an open invitation for anyone of you to also attend one of our workforce board meetings as well.
We can ask her how her Hill visits went.
I know, but I'm seriously asking, could we have her come, even though we approve her today, to meet her at another time?
We can certainly ask. There's no harm in doing so.
Yeah, I think that would feel more comfortable to know who she is and why she's excited. It sounds like she's already been at the meetings.
Yes.
So her ability to attend, she's doing the effort. So I think it would be nice to meet her.
I will extend that invitation.
Thank you. She could be a citizen comment.
It says she's a previous board member for the Bay Area, so you guys do a lot of same things on your workforce board as they did there. Do you have any idea? Like when she comes onto the board, is she going to know what's going on?
Yes.
Okay.
The funding, the base funding for both boards are the same. It's the Workforce Investment Act. So both boards receive formula funding. Other funding beyond that is based on which each board goes after.
Okay.
Any other question? Okay, there is a motion and a second still on the floor. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Agenda item number 5, update from Veteran Services. Good evening, Mr. Green.
How's everybody doing?
All right.
Okay, I have 5 minutes, so I'm not going to waste your time. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Daryl Green. I'm the Kenosha County Veteran Service Officer. I was asked to update you on some of the activities going on in the Veterans Arena. As many of you are aware, we just recently, in the last couple of weeks, have had a very busy week. A couple weeks ago, we had our Pillars of Honors honoring our World War II veterans, and we brought the World War II Memorial out to Union Grove so that the World War II veterans out there could see what their memorial looked like. It's a table model scale. We had about 300 people attend that weekend. Very successful. A lot of tears and a lot of veterans there to look at the memorial for the World War II veterans. Very successfully managed. The second year in a row we've done that, both times was sponsored by the county exec. This year we invited Racine County to participate, and they accepted, and we split the cost 50-50, and that's, again, I say it was a very successful event. Second event we have is the Moving Wall, which happened last week. Many of you are aware of that. It was in town for 12th through 16th of September. And approximately, I would say, probably close to, if not more than 1,000 people attended that event. Very, very well done. The committee that put it together from mostly the Pleasant Prairie staff down there did just a wonderful job, and it was just a very, very moving event. I think some of you got out there to make it very nice. And, so the last 2 weeks have been very busy. Weekends have been very busy. And the next event that's happening is our Stand Down for Homeless Veterans and our Veterans Benefits Expo. The sheet of paper I've passed out. It's going to be on the 26th of October. It's going to be held out at the Job Center. We're going to try to do two things at this event. We've been doing this for 5 years now. All the other 4 years it's been done in Racine. This will be the first time it's been done in Kenosha. They've been pretty small events. We normally have somewhere between 9 and 20 veterans that claim to be homeless, although we don't truly believe that they're truly homeless, but we treat them as they're homeless. This event, we're opening it up to the public. Any veteran that wants to come down, as you can see, all the various services that we're going to have at this event, they will be able to come down and participate. We've got a number of people that are participating from the Department of Veteran Affairs, Wisconsin Department of Veteran Affairs, and a couple other organizations, as well as Racine. We're going to provide them flu shots, some basic screenings. We can talk about any type of benefits or claims or housing events that anyone might want to talk about, education benefits. We're going to have the experts there to talk to these veterans and also to answer any questions that they might have. And we're also planning to have the flu shots. We're not real sure how that's going to, how many people are sure for that, but we're going to make it available for our veterans. We'll also have free haircuts. The homeless veterans will get breakfast that morning. And then before they leave, we always provide them with a sack lunch. And we also have a number of clothing articles that we're going to have. This year we're going to have sleeping bags. We're going to have backpacks. We're going to have socks, some boots, gloves, hats. This will be the first year that we've had these kind of events for our homeless veterans. I will tell you that in the last 3 years, I've gone out on these point-in-time events looking for homeless veterans, and we've yet to find a homeless veteran at this point in time. But I would say that if there are indications that there are some homeless veterans around here, We do believe, and for a fact, there's no doubt about it, that if a veteran is homeless and we can get a hold of him, we can successfully help them. There is no reason for a veteran to be homeless because there's too many programs that the VA has in place. We have in place here in Kenosha County, the state. There is absolutely no reason for a veteran to be homeless. So we're hoping for success on this. And with that, I'm going to close unless you have any questions.
Supervisor Maxwell.
Who's going to give the flu shot?
It'll be the VA, and we also have volunteers from University of Wisconsin Parkside to assist us.
If you could get a pneumonia shot, help a lot too. Because that lasts a number of years, and if they really are homeless, they're at risk for that.
I will look into that.
That would be one in each arm, and be doing even more good than just covering them this year.
Supervisor Dow.
Yeah, first I'd like to say I attend almost all of Daryl's meetings, and he does a fantastic job over there with the veterans, and he doesn't just give money away. I mean, they drill the veterans, and the needy veterans that really need help, he figures out who they are, and he helps them, and he goes out of his way. And was it the commission? Veterans Commission, is that called?
Yeah, commission, yeah.
Yeah, and I attend all our meetings. He does a great job over there. Of course, there's never enough money to help everybody as much as they want, and it's just a fact of life, but does a great job. And I do have one question on your handout. Mm-hmm. Your bullet points on the second column, fourth one down, OEF, I don't know what that is.
That's the Operation Enduring Forces, can't remember the I stands for.
Enduring Freedom or something?
Enduring Freedom, yes. Those are the veterans that returned from Iraq, Afghanistan.
Oh, okay.
And they have special programs for them.
Okay.
And the VA is set up specifically for those veterans coming back from overseas. They have a transition program to assist them in transitioning back into the civilian community. Very successful program.
Thank you.
That was my question. That was my question.
Supervisor Frederick.
I know as a Korean veteran, and one of the things this group has been really talking about is that hearing aids at that age. Is that something that's going to be talked about to a veteran?
Well, we'll talk to them about how they can go. If they have a question about how do I receive hearing aids, we can explain to them what the process is for them to receive hearing aids.
Because I just didn't know if that, you know, if there is going to be an individual there that will say, well, you might be eligible for this or that, because I've gone through the book with him about the different things that may be available.
If he's, is he a disabled veteran at all?
No.
Okay. But he is a veteran. If he's in the VA healthcare system,
he's not eligible.
Then he can sign up for it. If he, when you say he's not eligible?
Financially.
Financially, okay. Yes, okay. But that doesn't mean we have veterans that still are eligible to go down and get hearing aids. All he needs to do is have a doctor say he needs hearing aids and take it down there. There may be a cost associated with him, but it would be minimal compared to what he would do if he was buying hearing aids.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
But it's his, he belongs to the veteran group.
Right.
And they've been talking about it. So.
Yes. Now, as a matter of fact, the Korean War veterans are the ones that provide the preference for this.
People can't get hearing
aids.
That's a great benefit.
It is great.
Even with insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Is this event only for homeless veterans, or can any veteran attend and get these services?
Yes, any veteran can attend. It's a homeless veterans benefits expo. In other words, and I'll explain that in the media release, that any veteran that has any questions about their benefits, claims, health care, education, they can come down to this event, and we'll have the experts there to explain to them and even assist them file claims for these benefits.
Okay.
Do you have more of these at all?
I can get you as many as you want.
Yeah, so we can have some for the county board.
Okay.
I'd like to do
two.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Sharon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good night.
Agenda item 6, such other businesses authorized by law. I don't believe there is anything. Agenda item 7, committee member comments.
I will just mention and remind everybody about the joint budget hearings, which is October 16th, yeah, Wednesday, at the Job Center in the Commons area. And 5 o'clock, we serve food, 5:30, the meeting starts.
What is it again? I'm sorry.
October 16th is what Wednesday is it? Night. Yeah, at the Job Center.
At 5?
Yes. And that's for the entire Human Services Department budget.
Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Motion by Supervisor Frederick, second by Supervisor Arrington. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Adjourn.
Okay, who's buying dinner? We went over the 15 minutes.
The school board meeting at the... Mm-hmm.